Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Teddy Richardson, and he is so kind to join us this evening. Teddy, thanks so much for taking the time. And as you heard me reading that, you probably thought to yourself, wow, we went through a heck of a lot this year.
Yeah, we definitely went through a lot this year. You know, Coach Toon been in and out of the hospital, and then having Coach Wright have a stroke out for the game. There's been a whole lot of adversity. But they still fighting strong for us, so we have to fight strong for them. Probably one more game away.
You had a really, really good season, and you played a tremendous schedule. I was looking today. You beat the two teams that are playing for the 8A state championship. You beat Apopka in the kickoff classic, and then you beat Columbus. During the way, you had your chance to beat Miami Central, another state finalist. And your only losses this year came to Miami Central and then the game at IMG, which is a national power. Talk about this year, Teddy, because this was a magical year. You're a senior. You're a four-year guy with the program. You've been around it. You know the culture. You know what Coach Harris meant to the program. You know what all the coaches mean to the program. Talk about this team, and are you the team of destiny next Wednesday night?
Of course. We're going into there with a great mindset, and we're going to come out with a victory. But, you know, throughout the whole year, just we've been battle-tested. We've been, you know, going through a lot of adversity, just playing hard games week in, week out. So I feel like we're ready for the state championship next Wednesday, and we're going to bring it back home to Dade County.
In the playoffs alone, I mean, you also played Trinity Christian, a team that was really, really good. You know, they lost their quarterback and lost a lot of players. You lined it up against Carroll City in the opening round of the playoffs, then went and played the number one seed, Gulliver Prep, beat them. Then went and played the defending state champion, Cardinal Gibbons, and beat them. And then traveled across state last week to play an undefeated Lakewood team in St. Petersburg. So you did your job, and now you face Jacksonville Bulls, a team that has a lot of history with this program. I mean, you know, I mean, I know you don't remember, and maybe you do, but when the Tornadoes beat Jacksonville Bulls, that was a pathway to the national title. One of very few that. How much do you remember that? And what do we know about Jacksonville Bulls? I mean, they don't have Mac Jones because he's playing for Alabama now. So, what type of team are we expecting the Tornadoes to face next week?
Well, I know a lot about Booker T versus Bulls. I've been to every state championship game that Booker T ever won. But other than that, we know Bulls is a great team. They're well-prepared. They're well-disciplined. So, something like Columbus. But, you know, we got to just beat them with our speed, our talent. You got to beat them with that.
Teddy, I mean, you take a look at this team this year. I mean, and you guys, I mean, just played extremely well. And everybody took part. Not only your young offensive line, but a quarterback that defies the logic. I mean, you know, you have a guy like Scooter who is not your prototypical quarterback, but yet he wins and wins and wins and has done that forever. You have a receiving core with yourself that, it's a mismatch. You just can't cover everybody. And if you're not going, Ja'Cory, and if Ja'Cory's not going, you have five or six other guys on that team. And then you found a running game. So this offense now is running on all cylinders. Talk about that and talking about, because on a team where you have eight guys to catch a ball, there has to be some understanding and everybody's got to be a team player. There can't be an individual player on this team.
They have opened up the passing game for us even more, you know, to get guys like me, Macho, Ja'Cory, Corey, all us, just like, you know, to have us dominate the passing area. You know, Torrey, he's just a great quarterback. He makes plays for us, you know, and everything is good. And every time somebody scores, it's always a party in the end zone. We always celebrate with each other. Yeah. It's always fun times.
I mean, it doesn't stop after this year. Because you have Adam, who's one of the young guns coming up. You also return Ja'Cory. But you also have a defense that could have easily folded. I mean, over the last couple of years with Huggins and guys and Donnell and guys like that leaving. But your attitude on Booker T, and I've seen it, it's the next man up. And you've shown it this year. You look at Rance Connor. He stepped up. You look at all your defensive linemen. Hundley, who's taken a big step this year as well. You go against that defense every day in practice. Talk about the defense that Booker T's bringing up to Daytona next week.
Well, in practice, it's always competition. You know, we have all the guys pushing us. We always push each other. And the two-minute drill, that's the best part of practice. You know, it always comes down. We just a lot of intensity, a lot of tempo, and we're just going at it.
Yeah, no doubt. Teddy Richardson joining us, senior wide receiver. On his way to FIU, a FIU commitment. Obviously, you're not the only Booker T guy over there. Both Coach Harris's are over there. You have a lot of players that have played. The brothers they're both over there in the secondary and doing it. The Dames brothers, they're doing extremely well. Talk about FIU. I mean, that's a program that, I mean, as we saw, beat Miami, an up-and-coming program. Talk about your decision there.
Well, my decision to commit to FIU has been real great because I have family that stay in Miami, so they can come support me week in, week out when at home games. And then it's just like the offense. Yeah, it's five senior receivers at FIU right now, so I have a strong possibility of coming in playing as a true freshman. So it's just everything's falling in place, and I love FIU.
Yep,
it's right here.
No doubt. And also, you take a look at this team this year and the coaching staff. I mean, we already talked about Coach Harris, but talk about the coaches that step up. I mean, you've got some really good coaches on this staff. Your offensive coordinator stepped up during the middle of the year, took over, and did a great job for you. Obviously, we know the defense is always around. Coach Hanks, who's been around the program forever. Here's a guy that any day you drive down 20th there, and he's walking down the road, checking out everybody and everything, a real community guy. Talk about that, because having a guy from Overtown, like Coach Hanks, like a lot of the guys who grew up in there, what's it like? Because, it's really a close-knit community.
Yeah, because, you know, like Coach Hanks and all the other coaches, they just preach toughness, you know, that's how they come from, that Overtown area.
Yep.
So then all the guys that stepped up, like Coach DJ, he had to step up to become the OC. Coach Corey had to step up to play call. And everything, everybody had to play a role. Now we won a game away.
Good stuff. Teddy, I appreciate you taking the time. We're looking forward to it next Wednesday night, Jacksonville Bulls in Daytona Beach at 7 o'clock. Thanks so much. We'll see you up there.
All right. Thank you.
Good stuff. Tremendous receiver. If you're an FIU fan, you got to be elated. This kid is a big-time kid. Real smart guy, too. I mean, he has a grasp on life. We talk a lot. A good kid, too, as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.